Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala of the NFL on CBS, based right here in Pittsburgh. She had Bill Cowher and his family over at her house last week, so you know she's big time. Aditi, your thoughts on what this means, clearing up this money right now?
This is what they do, though. This is what Omar Khan, even before he was the general manager, always did, is he's a magician with clearing space and juggling contracts and all of that. I wouldn't read too much into it happening the day before the draft, other than it was something that was going to be done. It's something they wanted to have done, and now it just gives them some extra flexibility.
The only reason I don't take issue with that explanation, but I'm still given pause, and I can't shake the thought that it's not coincidental, Aditi, is he's so good at this, and the people he now has doing that job that he used to do, like working the cap for him underneath him in this organization. Like, couldn't you do it almost any other day? Like, you get through the draft, you've done all that, and then you say, okay, now we're going to clear up a couple things with Highsmith's deal, for example. Like, the fact that it happens before the draft is interesting. To me, at least.
Mosley, let me just tell you, sometimes we read way, way, way too much into.
Now, working with Andrew, I would not know what that's nothing. Like. I would not know what that's like. He's never done it.
You know what? A few years ago, I was not at liberty, or I didn't feel that I was at liberty to say this, but when Kenny Pickett was drafted, it took seemingly a long time to get his rookie deal done. And it turned into this, oh my goodness, what is it? What's going on? Why isn't it happening? What's happening? Well, the truth of the matter is that his agent's father, late father now, was very, very ill. And the Steelers were giving his agent space and time to breathe and to be with his dad. And everybody was turning this into this huge, like, oh my goodness, there's a story behind the story. There is something to this. And there was nothing to it.
Well, I give myself credit because I don't remember myself doing that. So you must have texted me and let me know, hey, abort mission.
Probably.
Put the stop sign up. Do not do that.
Yeah. Yes, I think I did say let's not, because this was one where people were like, oh, is Kenny Pickett trying to get more?
Aditi, should I be hurt by the fact that you didn't put up that stop sign for me, or should I feel good about the fact that perhaps you just didn't think you needed to, knowing me the way you do, that I wouldn't go in that direction?
I have to be perfectly honest with you. I think that Pony likes to find a controversy and stir the controversy a little bit more than you do. So perhaps I didn't think that you needed the warning. Hey, this one isn't one to turn into.
All right,
something.
I'm going to take that as a compliment, Aditi. Let's get into.
You have never met a Nothing Burger, right? Nothing Burger just does not exist to you.
Let's do the wide receivers here. What do you think happens with Brandon Ayuk? Okay.
I don't think he's coming to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Do you think he's going to be in San Francisco?
I should hedge. I should, from my understanding, everything that you're hearing out of San Francisco is indeed sincere. They really do want to keep him. They don't feel that the relationship is fractured. They don't think that this is the end of the world. And I would again remind you that Lamar Jackson was at one point asking for a trade, and all of a sudden he's signed a new deal and happy as can be and will be, for in his mind and in the Ravens' mind, riding out his career in Baltimore. So even if to the outside world it seems as if there's some sort of unrest, from what I've been told, San Francisco is still very intent on making something happen there.
How about Cam Sutton in Denver?
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, not Cam Sutton.
Gosh, Cortland big Sutton. Mistake. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mulsey.
I'm not as plugged in on whether I think that he's a good target or not. So I'll reserve.
Like a good target for them or a guy that's being actively shopped, like to
a guy that is being actively shopped at the moment, but there is a possibility tomorrow night. Of course, I'm here in Detroit. I'm talking to you from Detroit. So I'm kind of locked in on the draft. There is a possibility that the Broncos don't stand pat. And so obviously there is a possibility that there are certain pieces that could be packaged together. But that would not necessarily apply to the Steelers, since the Steelers are choosing after the Broncos.
Aditi, are you hearing anything right now on the eve of the draft about the Steelers being motivated to move up or down in the first round from pick 20?
I mean, this is way, way, way above my pay grade, but here's what I'll tell you. After spending the morning with these prospects, I would do everything I could to move up for J.C. Latham. Like, that's just what I would do. I found him, first of all, he is enormous, 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 enormous. He's got all of the personality and fight and edge and confidence that you would want out of an offensive lineman. I got him and Dallas Turner to mix it up about practice. I know this is like beyond far-fetched, but when you talk about building a line and needing pieces that will be the stalwarts of your line and build a line that once again will be one of the best lines in all of the National Football League, I don't know. I like that.
He's a plug and play guy, I feel like.
Yeah, why do you
Aditi?
Think that's far-fetched, Aditi? Why do you think the Steelers making a move for him is a little bit far-fetched?
Maybe it's not as far-fetched. I think that it all depends on how many quarterbacks go off the board. You know, I think we're fully expecting 4 to go high, to go in the top 5. 10.
Yep.
Oh, you think it'll be 5?
Yes, I do. I think someone will move up to either Arizona spot or the Chargers spot right now.
Yep. I mean, I love J.J. McCarthy, but I will also tell you that I have
Malzi thinks he stinks
today.
Malzi thinks he absolutely blows.
Oh, hold on a second. Now,
am I mischaracterizing the situation?
You're using very harsh language to make me sound like a very mean guy, which I sometimes am.
That's what you've said about him off the air.
I would have a lot of trepidation about a guy who was not asked to do a ton for a powerhouse being my team's new franchise top 5 type quarterback.
You know, Andrew Luck didn't throw a ton of passes in college either.
Well, you don't want to know my thoughts on Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Mulsey also thought Andrew Luck was overrated.
Okay. But I will also remind you, because I've shared this with you before, that Bill Belichick told me earlier this year that no quarterback ever gets yards. It's about the guy he gets the ball to that gets the yards. And the best quarterbacks are the ones that can get the ball to the right guy in the right spot. Mm-hmm. And so how many guys, it's funny because I had this conversation actually on Saturday with a bunch of Pitt football players. How many guys in the league are really putting the team on their back and winning on their own? Mahomes is one. Who else?
Josh Allen was doing a lot of that. Josh was before.
A lot, yeah.
Yep. Ask your son about that one. He would agree with me.
Yeah, we won't go there. But anyway, I was very, very, very impressed by Jaden Daniels. Let's say 6 go. Let's say, if not 6, 5 quarterbacks go early. And then, of course, you know that there's going to be a run on those wide receivers as well. It is possible that I think that this is such a dynamic tackle, that this is such a dynamic young man who comes from the best of programs and the best of preparation. I just don't know that Latham is sitting there at 20.
How
you
early?
You might not have to move a lot. You might have to just move a little bit.
Which is what they did last year.
Well, how early in that first round, Aditi, do you think the tackle run starts? Because most people are forecasting that there will be a significant run on those guys. When do you think it actually starts? Because if it starts at like pick 8 or 9, the Steelers, I feel like, are in trouble if they want him.
It could start earlier if the Chargers take
one. Right, if it starts at pick 12 or 13, that's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know, because I still sort of think that I really like Malik Nabers, too. I mean, again, I like these wide receivers. I don't know that the Giants are taking a tackle as much as they're taking a wide receiver. I mean, they will take whoever's best available, but they also need to fit some needs. And if they're going to give Daniel Jones this last year, you got to give him someone to throw to. And I also think that there are some really dynamic defensive players here. I can't believe that we're talking about a draft where potentially there's not a defensive player taken in the top 10.
Yep.
But I think once you see one of those edge guys go, you know, they always say, right, the way you build a team is first the guy that throws the ball, and then second, the guy that messes up the guy that throws the ball. So it stands to reason that those edge players, those edge rushers, defensive players, and those two corners are pretty darn impressive too, that those guys all go before there is a run on offensive tackles.
Aditi, let's close on this, because I know you're in Detroit and you got a lot of people to talk to, and you deserve that all the time with them. Give us a steep, because you did this 2 years ago. You called the Kenny Pickett pick. Last year, I think you got one of their day two picks right. So your crystal ball has been smoking.
No. Last year, I said at 17, I thought the Steelers would get Christian Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Steelers moved up.
Right.
And the pick at 17 was indeed Christian Gonzalez.
Okay, so you're 2 for 2 for us. We need then, this is your educated guess, but it's been so good, we got to ask for it. Your Steelers draft prediction. What do you think happens?
I don't feel nearly as confident this year as I did the last two. The last two, I felt very locked in. And I also may be sort of letting my gut go in the way of things. I think a very safe pick is Mims.
Give us a dark horse.
I could see a world where Latham could get to them in a reasonable way.
That works for us.
That's a hedge, isn't it?
It is a hedge. Like, since I want them to draft Mims, I'm just going to write down that you said Mims at 20, because that's the pick I actually want them to make.
Aditi, enjoy Detroit. A lot more to do there than people think. So have fun, and we'll talk next week. Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.